In 1970, this song hit the top 10. Why Can't I Touch You was a hit for 20-year-old Ronnie Dyson. But outside of one big role on Broadway, he never scored another hit song. Mark Anthony Neal says, we're missing out. Neal is the author of What the Music Said, Black Popular Music and Black Public Culture. He chose Ronnie Dyson for our series One Hit Wonders, Second Best Songs.
Why Can't I Touch You? You know, it doesn't sound like, and this is going to sound weird, it doesn't sound like a black record. You know, it sounds like a real kind of mainstream pop song, you know, something that Glen Campbell might have sang. From the very first moment I saw you, it's been a different world. His forte really was the show tune. He got signed at age 17 to appear in the musical Hair. And in fact, he sings Aquarius.
When the moon
And he was able to translate that kind of moment of stardom into a recording contract from Columbia. So Ronnie Dyson does a couple of records and, you know, takes a pause for about 3 years. And then he records a kind of comeback album in 1976. And for the follow-up album, Love in All Flavors, he reaches out to the combination of Chuck Jackson and Marvin Yancey, the songwriters for Natalie Cole. And they were the height of their powers, the peak of their fame. And so they give him this song called Ain't Nothing Wrong.
All my friends call me a fool.
And it is such a beautiful ballad that he turns into almost a church experience.
Find that.
Ronnie Dyson passed away in 1990. He was only 40 years old. And in many ways, you know, he's one of those transitional figures who gets lost. This is a period in time in which black R&B and soul singers were seen as a kind of extension of black masculinity. When you think about the gruffness of the lead singers of the OJs, when you think about a Teddy Pendergrass, you know, they brought a bass quality to their voice. Barry White is another great example. And Ronnie Dyson was a direct opposite of that. You know, he was a falsetto singer, and not just singing falsetto in the ways that we think about in Eddie Kendricks or Smokey Robinson, but incredibly emotive. And I think that was held against him for some audiences that were looking for a different sound from black male vocalists in that era. This is someone who should have generated more attention then, and we clearly need to remember now.
And you can always call on me, yeah, yeah.
That's Mark Anthony Neal, professor of African and African American Studies at Duke University. Ronnie Dyson's Ain't Nothing Wrong is his choice for our series One Hit Wonders Second Best Songs. Our series was produced by Phil Harrell.